when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
This is Nick Adkins at NickRollDX with Health Innovation Media. I'm here at Video with Mark Noble, who is their Vice President of Strategic Marketing. And wow, Mark, you guys, tell me, what's up?
Thanks a bunch, Nick. So we're here at ATA, and we are the platform that powers telemedicine. As you walk around the floor, you're going to see lots of our partners that leverage the video platform fully integrated into their workflow. And we find that that's really the key to adoption of telemedicine in the industry, is simply making it the workflow for the physician as close as possible to the in-person experience.
Yeah, that's great, because I've been walking around the whole show and there are a lot of solutions here, and then the word on the street is, well, you know, it's really video inside. Yeah, so I didn't know that until now. So big stuff. Tell me about some of the large deployment partners you have.
Absolutely. So we're integrated with lots of the major players in the healthcare space. On the EHR side, it's Epic and Cerner and a few more that are in the works that haven't been announced yet. But on the patient engagement side, we've got Getwell Networks. It's just a phenomenal partner with a great solution for patient engagement, starting with enabling virtual grand rounding to save time for the physicians and doing the grand rounds and be able to spend more time with the patients who need it most, extending that out into the ability for an inpatient to have visitation with family members so that even if they can't make it to the hospital, they have that support system to help them recover. Integrated with folks like Philips. Philips has a really great care management platform, both for inpatient in terms of EICU, as well as out to at-home monitoring. And they have intensive care at-home monitoring capability that we're now also part of, so that they can monitor patients with chronic care physicians, drive down those readmissions for care providers, and generally deliver a higher level of care.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw the Philips demo and the Philips booth over there. So just from a non-technical layman's perspective, how does video work with Philips?
Absolutely. So Philips is the workflow provider. And what video delivers is the real-time video, audio, and content communication and collaboration capability. And what we are is a software-based platform that has this rich of what they call APIs, rich suite of these APIs. It stands for Application Programming Interface, which is basically software hooks to enable you to embed into other people's applications and such. And the key there is that it becomes a native portion of that workflow. So instead of doing what traditional telemedicine had been, where I needed to go and have the communications, I stopped doing what I was doing in the context of my normal workflow and went and used a different application, sometimes a different device, in order to have that interaction. Now it's just a seamless part of that workflow where, you know, physician doesn't have to think about it, patient doesn't have to think about it, it just happens.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was looking at part of your demo here earlier. And so what would you say are some of the key differentiators, the really awesome, cool stuff that you guys have that nobody else has?
Absolutely. So, this gets into a little bit of tech speak when we get into this space. But one of the key differentiators really does have to do with our patented technology. We dynamically adapt to changes that are taking place all the time over the public internet and wireless networks and that sort of thing. And we're able to, in real time, change the amount of information that's sent to an endpoint based upon its unique circumstance. And by doing that, we can mask all of the packet loss that takes place over these variable networks and end up delivering a consistent, high-quality experience regardless of what the conditions are effectively.
That's awesome. So from your purview, where you sit, what's your experience with the conference so far? What do you hope to be some of the takeaways that you leave with in a few days?
So, thankfully, we've been busy enough in the booth that I haven't had a lot of time to roam the floor and such. But from what I did get to check out, it's a really exciting time in healthcare, because there really is this revolution that's taking place where people understand, in order to pull down the costs of care, you've got to have more efficient, more innovative ways of delivering care to the masses effectively. And that's what telemedicine has become. And as you walk the floor, you're going to see all these people who have come with these great, great applications for facilitating the delivery of care, and doing so in ways that are simple for people to use. And we're proud and humbled to be the engine that powers the real-time communications for them.
That's awesome. Tell me, where are you guys headquartered?
We're headquartered at Hackensack, New Jersey, which is basically Silicon Valley East. And we brought this technology to market about 10 years ago. It's when the company first started. It started as a software platform that was just intended to be licensed to others to enable them. And the technology was so far ahead of the market that we had to actually build products to prove to everybody how cool the technology was. And then people fell in love with the product, so we continued to sell product. But at the core, we are this platform, and you can see how it's played out here in healthcare, that when you focus on what it is that you do best and enable others to do what they do best, that's a winning solution for everybody.
I think the sense that we've been getting from some of the other people we've been talking to is much like that. The technology is already there. We're having to wait for people to catch up. So do you think the timing right now is right for that shift to happen?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got the planets coming into alignment. You've got the people who have really been providing the hurdles along the way to telemedicine, which is your legislatures, have come around, and they understand the impact this has on the economics, and the ability to continue to provide high quality care requires this new modality. So you're seeing that shift in terms of policy, which is great. It has implications for your providers in terms of reimbursement. It has implications for your patients in terms of access to physicians and that sort of thing. So definitely the timing is right. We've got the policy in place. The technology is there in spades. That's not an issue. And now it's a matter of education and making sure that the world is ready.
You know, so Mark, as I walk around, and especially on Twitter, you see the hashtags telemedicine, telehealth. You know, what's the difference? What's the story there?
So that's a good question. Most folks use the words interchangeably, and some have defined telehealth as having more of the soft touch points with the sensors and remote telemetry and such. We end up providing the real-time communications for whatever direction you go with the definition of the words, if you will. So at the core, we're still the communications engine.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw something go by on Twitter the other day from John Sculley, saying that the day is coming when the word tele is going to be dropped, and this is just going to be medicine. This is the way that healthcare is done, right? And how far away do you think we are from that?
So I honestly don't think we're very far from that. I mean, some of the different specialties today that are delivered via telemedicine are more advanced than others. I mean, things like telestroke are really well established at this point. And then you have some things that are more emerging, like the at-home patient monitoring and that sort of thing. But I think the benefits and what it means to us as a society is so important that you're going to see the acceleration continue, and it's not going to be very long until this is just a natural way that people access healthcare.
So Mark, tell me about some of the exciting things that you see, maybe some of the people that you're working with around enabling the consumerization of healthcare. What do you know that I don't know?
So that's a great question, Nick. What we're seeing is some folks who hadn't traditionally played a big role in the healthcare space now taking a significant interest, and these are large consumer players. Folks like Samsung, for example, is a video partner that is really driving into the healthcare space and looking to do some remarkable things. So we're working and partnering with Samsung to leverage some of their unique technologies to bring new workflows to healthcare. So for example, Samsung Knox is a device-level security capability that it provides both mobile device management as well as additional hardware layers of security and that sort of thing. That kind of changes the game in terms of economics for the healthcare provider, right? By taking care of that mobility management component as part of the device solution. They also have solutions like Samsung Flow that enables you to actually transfer an entire application with contextual information from one device to another. so you can foresee the capability, and we have a demonstration set up here of it where a physician walks in with their handheld mobile device, starts the call off of there because that's where their identity is and such, and pass it right into the exam room, off onto the smart TV, onto a tablet that's driving a smart TV, whatever the case may be. So lots of cool innovation right off of those consumer devices into the healthcare space.
That's awesome, man. That stuff's happening today, right?
Exactly right.
Not way in the future. It's today.
Today. You got it, my man.
When I gave the word, now in the morning.